sin season, huh?
The butthole is the universal equalizer. Almost everyone has one.
Yes. Oh, you know yes. He know yes. Hold up. Whoa.
People of any gender and any sexuality can either be the person doing the licking or the person being licked. There's lots of flexibility, and I'd say it's actually got quite a broad appeal.
It's well and truly ass-eating season. Anyone can do it, and it sounds like everyone is. But from the realm of the gay guy, over the last 5 years, analingus has, according to the now-defunct Gawker, been having a renaissance among hetero people, particularly straight dudes.
I think on one hand, it could point to shifting models of masculinity, the idea that, you know, straight men aren't afraid of being associated with a practice that's historically been coded gay and therefore feminising, and that might well be a good thing.
That's Dr. Jay Thompson, who researches sexuality and digital culture at the University of Melbourne.
The stigma surrounding arse eating among straight men has diminished considerably in recent times. There could be some really good benefits to that.
Benefits not just for the assholes of the world, but for the changing nature of male sexuality and prioritising a partner's pleasure. The big question, do you even eat arse? Or what, you don't eat arse? Well, Jay says it's become a signifier of your manhood. It seems to imply now that, like the very angry reaction to DJ Khaled's refusal to eat pussy last year, that you're less of a man if you don't rim.
There's been a sort of word on the street that, you know, it is a sort of emasculating act or it is empowering or something like that. On the other hand, I can't help but feeling it's sort of reinforcing that old stigma, that old association with homosexuality / feminisation.
Because especially in the meme fallout around a certain hottest 100 champ, I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. It's surely not all celebratory.
To what extent is this sort of, you know, poking fun at? Or, you know, to what extent is it using humour to deal with something that one might find uncomfortable or unsettling? And I wonder, well, does it reinforce these memes, etc., reinforce this unsettlingness?
Even though it still makes some uncomfortable, generally it seems like the stigma is falling away. And that's a good thing.
This very rigid heterosexual masculinity breaking down, that certain acts aren't taboo anymore and that straight men aren't feeling as constrained.
So if you want to give it a go, how should you approach it? Sex educator Louise Boucher has these tips.
I guess like any kind of sex act, the most important thing is kind of consent and communication, making sure that people involved are feeling like they have a lot of choice in doing it. They're kind of enthusiastic about wanting to try it. Even if they're a bit nervous, they can still be kind of keen to try the activity. And so that's pretty important. And then after that, it's just really going a little bit slow, making sure you take a pace that sort of suits you and another person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the classic technique is licking either up and down, around and around in a circle. And if you Google it, you'll have people saying, oh, you know, it's got to be clockwise or anti-clockwise or that kind of thing. So there are people who do have strong opinions about technique. But as a general rule, it's a little bit like other kinds of oral sex. Wiggling the tongue around is pretty successful. Making sure that area is clean is pretty important before you go for any analingus. Yep. So usually a shower is sufficient, making sure the outside area is clean. But some people also would wash a bit internally. That might even involve douching. Rimming can transmit bacteria like E. coli, Shigella, viruses like hepatitis A and various kinds of intestinal parasites. So there are risks to it, and they mostly result in having gastro-y type upsets. But you can also get some more classic sexually transmitted infections as well, like herpes and gonorrhea can be transmitted as well. So it is worth considering safe sex practices if you're going to do it. And you've got some options there. A dental dam is an option. It's a square piece of latex you can put over the bum, so it's like a barrier between the mouth and the anus. So that is an option. You can also use Glad Wrap. It does essentially the same thing. It all just depends on kind of what your own choice around risk stuff is. Also, you know, washing the area is important.
Do you have to be eating ass, though? Back to the point that it's kind of like the new eating pussy, there's growing pressure to get in on arse-eating season. But what if it's just not your thing?
If you're feeling nervous because you feel like it's something you should try or you should enjoy but you're not really into it, then I'd say it's a good moment to step back and say, nah, it's not the right time. But if you're thinking like, ooh, I'm really interested in trying this but I'm worried about what my partner might say or what they might think, there's a few different strategies you can use. One of my favorite is the kind of horizontal strategy where you sort of say like, oh, I've heard about this thing, rimming, you know, like, what do you think of it? Or you could almost bring it up like, oh, you know, a friend of mine said that their partner, you know, licked their bum and they thought it was pretty funny. And, you know, you can kind of just sort of test and see what they're going to say about it.
Jay reckons ultimately a lot of the surge in interest, the memes, the new masculinity and the embracing of butt licking likely stems from one place. You guessed it, porn.
It's no secret to listeners of your program that we live in a porn-saturated culture. It absolutely informs everything we do, the sort of mainstreaming of porn. So that comes with a whole range of benefits as well as drawbacks. And look, if one of those benefits is that it makes heterosexual men feel less, I suppose, constrained in what they do. If this means that straight men are more comfortable talking about these issues and the stigma around them is breaking down, well, look, hey, that's a good thing in my book.
So toss that salad like your name's romaine, guys. Or don't. It's totally up to you.
The Hookup on Triple J.